What's going on, everybody? It's your host, Rob Marsh. Listen to the Rims Nest Podcast, episode 57. It's a quick dots edition. You're listening to me on Wednesday, March 6th, 2024. It's been a while since I had my last podcast, and just been enjoying this season just like every other Celtic fan that's listening to this, but man, I just have something to just clearly vent about with this team that it just annoys me, because not to be, you know, words of a lot of these people that have been, you know, the fans of the team, negative Nancy's, Debbie Downers, saying that we're, you know, I'm speaking for the people that actually can read, you know, watch the game, look at the details of the game, understand, you know, the habits of this team from the past couple of years. Just reminding everybody to kind of, you know, to keep, you know, keep giving them praise. They've been having an unbelievable season, not taking that away. They're 47-13. But that loss to the Cavaliers just reminds us Celtic fans of what this team has had. You know, even with the Marcus Smart days of just late game execution, that continues to be a problem for them. And a lot of fans will come out and say, a lot of these forums and comment sections, I'm reading the comments and stuff, and they're saying like, oh, well, don't worry about it. Look at the record. Oh, well, I mean, what are you whining about? This is only one game. It's not about the record. It's not about the wins and losses. Oh, obviously, it's an 82-game season. Of course they're going to lose games, bro. Like, we're not talking about that. We're talking about the habits of what they do. When the game is tight, they completely lose all confidence about how they play and what got them the lead in the first place. And I get it. They're not perfect. There's going to be a lot of good teams that are going to push. But this is the same team that lost to the Charlotte Hornets. Remember, this is a team that lost to the Charlotte Hornets early in the season that has 9 wins this year in this exact same fashion. So just reminding y'all, and I get it, we all have those type of losses. The Bucks loss after the second night of a back-to-back. Those are reasonable losses, bro. Those are reasonable losses. To give you all an example of what we're talking about when we talk about what's a good loss and what's a bad loss. Last night was a bad loss. You are on the road, come off of a good win against the Warriors. I give them their flowers on that. They were tremendously focused in that game. You could tell they had a way about themselves where they wanted to completely dominate in that game. And that's all fun and done. And they've been doing that a lot this season. So I'm giving them a ton of credit for being focused all year long. It's tough to be focused throughout the entire season. But it's about the habits that I look at when I watch these games. I don't just look at the wins and losses like a lot of these Celtics fans, delusional Celtics fans look at. Like, they look at the record, they think, oh, it's no big deal. But it is a big deal. But when it happens, like I said, these habits can translate into a playoff setting, and you're going to have more tighter games. You're not going to have a lot of blowouts. And believe me, this team might just blow through a lot of the Eastern Conference teams. They probably will blow through a lot of the Eastern Conference teams. But we had exact moments last year. We was wondering, why are we down 0-3 to the Heat? Why do we lose a game 5 against the Atlanta Hawks and extend the series to game 6? Because it's these exact moments that we had last night against the Cleveland Cavaliers. So I'm just reminding everybody to kind of stay grounded on that. Stop blowing sunshine up their ass when they have these great moments like they did against the Golden State Warriors. Because at the end of the day, that's just one game. You know, it's just like a regular season game. Just like you guys turning around on us that said that we're negative Nancy's. Oh, it's just one game. But it's not just one game, because it's the way they lose and how they lose. They had a 22-point lead in the fourth quarter. Going in 8 minutes I believe it was like 8 minutes in the fourth quarter. They had a 22-point lead. I think Tatum had got a offensive rebound, put back, and out, that extended the lead to 22 points in the fourth quarter. All smiles and Danny, but when things started to go awry, things started to go completely differently when they completely like forgot about Dean Wade, which they made him relevant. No casual fan in the NBA knew who Dean Wade was until last night. They made him relevant last night because they completely fell asleep on defense and allowed him to get hot. So what happens then? Nothing. It starts to snowball. There's no timeouts being called by Joe Mazzulla. Like I said in my last podcast in November, I mentioned, is Joe Mazzulla going to be the answer or the future for this team? Hate asking that question because it's a great season that they've all had, coach included. I haven't really had anything to like I said, it's us being nitpicky, but really we're just understanding what has been derailing this team from winning a championship these past couple of seasons, is these exact same moments. So we're coming into a big game against Denver on Thursday, right? That's going to be important. And ironically, Denver lost last night as well, but against a more quality team. The Suns had, you know, Bradley Beal and Kevin Durant on the other side. And they battled in that game. I watched it in that game. They battled, went to overtime. And they actually did a better job of executing than the Celtics. Jamal Murray had a clutch shot, two clutch shots. And that's stuff that Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown have not been doing over the past couple of years. So, I mean, I know they're young, but hey, Jamal Murray's young. Jokic is in his late 20s. He's not like he's super, super old. So they could do it. What's their reason why they can't do it? They've been in the league long enough, 6-7 years. Enough with the excuses. Enough with that they're too young. So, yeah, I just think, I mean, just kind of to sum it up, like, just got to stay grounded. I don't know what the plan is with the coach, what they do outside of these things to simulate these late game situations, but they better start doing it, because if they don't do it now and things are, the clock is running out on them on the season, they only got a month and a half left of the season. So, like, the time is running out for them to figure these late game situations out, and they're not going to have a lot of times to really simulate these. So this stretch is really huge for them on the road. This is a 5-game road trip and maybe a couple more games after that on the road. And they better really tighten up the screws in late game situations. They can't do it during the games because they're just blowing teams out all left and right. They better simulate that shit in practice. Otherwise, they're going to be screwed when those things happen in the playoffs, when they're in those situations in the playoffs. So, I get Brad Stevens invested a lot in the coaching staff, Jeff Van Gundy hiring him. They hired Sam Cassell as assistant. They hired Charles Lee, I think his name is, from the former Milwaukee Bucks assistant. So, he invested all these resources. They invested getting Tillman and Jaden Springer in the trading deadline. So, they're going all in. It'd be a shame to lose the exact same way they've been losing the past few years because they didn't know how to call a timeout under 2 minutes. By the way, last night, two timeouts for Joe Mazzulla. Didn't use single one when they could have easily called a play. And then it's just sad when there's some people that will defend him and say like, oh, well, he did call a timeout with 4 seconds left. I mean, like, well, how come he didn't call a timeout before the inbounds pass to advance the ball? That way they could set something up and actually run a play like every other coach does in those situations. And believe me, there's a lot of analytics that say, I even see it last night with the Nuggets game where Malone ran it out as well, but I don't get it. I will never understand it. I grew up on 90s basketball where every coach did it. So this is like a new thing that I never understand. But, man, it just makes your job so much easier than taking a contested mid-range shot with two guys on you. It makes it so much easier to call a timeout in that situation. But like I said, teach your own. But I'm gonna end it right there. Like I said, just to remind all the Celtic fans out there, just remember why we're not a champion right now. Why we were in the finals had a 2-1 lead against the Warriors and completely collapsed. It was these exact same habits and situations we had through last night. And just so that way, everyone is aware of that. People don't understand that. They always get on a lot of the fans that look at that and understand that. That's where we're coming from. So, all right, to end it there. Hope you guys have a good spring, and hopefully I'm going to be with a check in it from time to time in the playoffs. I know I haven't been like being consistent, but it's been a year I'm really been having to focus on my, you know, building my credit and stuff, and really trying to just, I'm hoping to move this year. So I've been very, very busy. So I haven't been able to really go all in on the podcast this year, but hopefully next year I could when I'm in a better space and better mind space as well. But I'm just enjoying the season just like everyone else on my free time when I do have free time. So I just wanted to scratch that itch because it was just irritating me all night and I had a vent about it in the morning. So I was able to put out a few minutes onto this podcast to kind of get people to get it, that actually do get where we're coming from, to explain to the other Celtic fans that just are kind of just looking the record and saying, well, there's only one game. This is why we say what we say, and this is what puts us in a mindset where it's like, all right, well, why are they doing the exact same habits they were doing the past couple of years? You lose Marcus Smart and the problems are still there. So I digress, and I'm gonna just let it end right there. This is host Rob Marsh. This is the Rims Nuts Podcast. I'm out. Peace. Quick Thoughts Edition.